Hello, my beautiful darlings. How are you today? If you've come across me or you're a regular, welcome, 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 welcome. You're about to embark on another wonderfully inspired, and certainly not from me, from up above, session of Soul Space, my podcast, which is for the people that like to listen to spirituality, angels, miracles, paranormal, you name it, I cover it on this podcast. And today, we are going to talk about how inexplicably special every single soul on this planet really is. And do you know why you're special? I don't think half of you actually do know why you feel that I'm calling you special. It's come to my notice regularly over the last couple of weeks that I've been travelling around and going through the most wonderful experiences, especially the raw nature of the mountains, the sea, the history of Spain along the Costa del Sol. And it just keeps hitting me that when I expose myself to these places, I think, wow, this is so amazing. And I keep getting this feeling, and perhaps a whispered voice, I would assume from Archangel Uriel, saying we are part of it. Why do you think it's so special? And he's absolutely right. Over the last 30 odd years of giving readings to people, touring around Europe, doing readings on stage, bringing people, their loved ones from the spirit world, doing seminars, retreats, you name it, I've dealt with thousands and thousands of people. And they tend to view me as someone who's special. Like, let's just say, Jesus, Muhammad, whoever. They kind of look upon these people that have got a connection to the divine and think they are the most incredible thing since sliced bread. You know, and people did have a tendency to put me on a pedestal, especially when I was at my most, I hate the word famous, but when I was at my most popular, that's a better word, when I was doing the television and, you know, doing 5,000 crowds and all that kind of thing, people, oh my God, it's Nikki Allen, it's Nikki Allen. And I'm like, at the time, I did construe it as, yep, I am a channel for these people. And yes, I can help them. And it didn't occur to me until my 5 years, I know I keep referring to my 5 years, but that was my rebirth, my reawakening, my spiritual boot camp that kicked me up the arse and said, hang on a minute, you know, we need to teach you more because you're going to be teaching more. You're going to be sharing more. You're going to be exploring, you know, the whole reason for us being here. You're going to go beyond the depths of anything you've ever imagined you would do. And this is exactly what my dad told me when he visited me from the spirit world back in 2014. Another spoiler from the book, Me, Myself and I. But I just never experienced the closeness to the planet, the universe, the divine that I do now. And in those beautiful moments, especially as I say, since I've been standing on mountains and, you know, thousands of years old churches and goodness knows what, I felt more close to the divine than ever. And as I say, that voice that says, well, you're all part of it. I'm like, oh my God, of course we are. So I've gone from feeling I'm a channel, a medium, a communicator, a connector of the divine. And yes, don't get me wrong, you know, I come from hundreds of years of good stock of psychics, mediums and healers, right? So I've naturally had it since I was born. So yes, I have got perhaps a more clearer phone line, a clearer internet connection to the other frequencies, the other celestial layers. However, you can all do it yourself. I still, every single day, get emails. I really need help. I can't do this. Can you tell my dad I love him? I can't go on anymore because I've lost my wife or whatever it is. And I totally get that. Grief is horrific. And that's why I cover a lot of videos on my YouTube channel about coping with grief. However, rather than me be the saviour, the one that can do it, the don't worry, I've got you, my whole energy, knowledge, downloads from the angels have made me feel like I need to say now, do it yourself. Do it yourself. Because I tell you now, since, and it's really started coming about also in conjunction with visiting these other ethereal places that I've been to lately, including that I've been delving into my new meditation that I put out, which is going to Atlantis, right? And I was looking at that, listening to it, and the places I'm taken to. And in one of them, a voice said to me, well, you can go anywhere you wish. Your soul is literally a doorway to any ethereal plane, any celestial layer, and any place you want to go. You've just got to jump on and go. And I'm like, absolutely right. And it was a voice. I don't know who said it to me. I was standing at the foot of this huge, colossal white statue in Atlantis. And you could walk in underneath it and there was like this water source. It was absolutely spectacular. It was a wonderful place. It very much reminded me of when I went to the temples in Cambodia. And I kind of stood by the base of this statue. This is when they said, you know, the universe is within you. How profound is that? But it's absolutely true. So now my vocation, my work, my focus is on trying to educate you all that you can do exactly what I can do. What you have to remember, and this is what we've completely forgotten. I did touch on this a bit. I think it was on my last podcast. Right. What you've completely forgotten is that you have been born into an element of this planet, so that when you come down, you are completely, when you come down to this planet, you are completely embraced in a meat suit, first of all, right? Made up all these cells that then obviously multiply, then come together, then start creating synapses, brain, blah, blah, and matter, all to encase this little soul that's got to be taken out to the world, right? On conception, a soul is brought down on a silver thread line in the esoteric called to connect in, right? That soul has basically, excitedly planned to come down here, knowing that it has a connection to the divine, a lifeline, a friend to phone when you're down here, right? So I've already explained this. I think it was in the Ascension to the 5D. So what happens is that you come down here and you are this pure divine soul. So you're then getting bigger and bigger in your mum's womb, right? And then you come out into the world. No wonder we cry, Jesus, we've got to come out into this shit state of a country or any place in the world. Do you know what I mean? It's just a bit upside down at the moment. So anyway, we come out and at that point of birth, we are a pure divine light of conscientious awareness of the source. That is why you see babies looking past you and chattering away to something that you can't see. That's why they are open to the energy of animals and plants. They're obsessed with touching plants and seeing things because they can see the auric field of the plant. They can see the life force of everything around them. They can also sense and feel what goes on with animals. That's why you get this intrinsic link with them and animals. They accept them as their peers. They accept them as just a completely different soul in a different meat suit. They see your loved ones. They see angels. They see everything because they still haven't been exposed to peer pressure, society and parenting. Because what happens is at a very young age, you know, I'm not talking for every parent out there, but I observe it all of the time, every single day. Parents have got a propensity, whether it's through being too busy, too stressed, to shove a tablet under a child's face. And so straight away, they are then being exposed to what humans are going to tell them, what is accepted, what science tells them, what their teachers then tell them, what their peers tell them from their parents that could be completely ignorant to any, you know, presence of an omnipresence or the presence of angels or, you know, whatever it may be. So very quickly during their developmental years, they learn to realise if they say, I can see my dead nan, it's not going to go down too well. Unless they are born into, like I was, a very open, learned, awoken family state of being, that it was accepted to express this. Most times that children vocalise this, where parents go into a hot sweat, oh my God, what are they talking about? If they then start talking about a previous life they totally remember, then they go into even more of a, oh my God, they're having mental health issues. The first thing to do is take them to a psychologist. Oh my God, do you know what I mean? So they haven't got a chance. Unless they are meant to be someone like me, who is an enabler to bring the esoteric realms to humankind, bring the celestial layers to the humankind, whatever we need to do, then they will forget it. And then it'll be, oh God, do you remember when you thought you saw Nan? Isn't that weird? And it's just left as a, you know, a very quick quip at the table having a dinner party. So most probably, I don't know, is it 90%? Is it 20%? I don't know, but I would think a majority of humankind completely forget through social human interaction that they have got a divine connection to source. They very soon tell themselves it's wrong to see things that aren't there, that they'll be ridiculed for saying or doing this. They could even be bought into a very religious concept where religion tells them, their parents tell them, their priest tells them, no, that's the devil. So they're battling with a lot of pressures, these humans, as they come in to this conscious, sentient world. And as I say, it's only the people that are meant 100% to follow this path as a leader in educating humankind that it will come back. And mine always did. It was always there. No matter what happened in my life, there was always weird, spooky things happening. There was always a pull, a draw to the afterlife, to the angel realms. It was always there for me since a child. But obviously then going into being a police officer, it ended up turning into a doing readings at night, being a police officer during the day. Bit of a weird turn of events, but hey-ho. Certainly helped me with finding certain people or nicking certain people. Those hunches were very, very successful during my policing years. So to me, it was kept awake because it needed to be kept awake within me. And obviously it helped that other family members were like it. Well, all family members were like it. So, you know, we all embraced it and we all acknowledge, oh yeah, Nan's been round today. Oh yeah, I dreamt of Granddad. So did I last night. So with us, we encourage each other and it's a very normal thing. My brother's a full-time psychic medium. My sister's a wonderful psychic healer. It's just within us all in our family. So to us, it's very easy to just jump in, have a meditation and pop up. I grant you that. So the problem you have is you've got to unfold all of those years of being indoctrined in religion, peer pressure, parenting, social aspects, you know, media aspects that tell you what you should and shouldn't believe. So peel that back and be open to the fact that, do you know what, I'm going to give this a go. Because once you enter into your third eye or divine crown chakra energy, you will realize that there is a whole universe for you to discover. Once you plug into that consciousness and you go into a meditative state, your soul will go, hello, welcome back, let's go play. And your soul can take you absolutely anywhere you choose to go, or where perhaps your spirit guides think we need to take you here because this is going to help you for this part of your life on the earth plane during your experiences. So the next time you say, I really miss my mum, really miss my brother, I hope my son's safe up in the spirit world, go and have a look for yourself. Why do you think I've created so many guided meditations on my website and on my YouTube channel? I am trying to show you that we are all part of one divine energy. Now, you know, some religious aspects do, you know, kind of introduce this concept and sort of say, oh, you know, God is everywhere. God is one. You are God, blah, 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 blah. Right. But, you know, it pretty much is true. They just change it to whatever religion, you know, makes sense for them. But you can, with practice, go into meditation. Now, we've already done that, haven't we? I've done a podcast on how to meditate. If you haven't listened to that, please go back and listen to it. All right, how to meditate. Now, it's going to take a lot of practice because obviously you've got to pull back all of those years of what you've told yourself and what has been told to you and what's been thrown upon you. And it's to reawaken this energy to realize that you can go back in to this meditative state. Now, once you're in this alpha theta brainwave frequency, you can then allow your soul, and most of you can most probably align it to astral travel, astral projection, right? So you can go in and suddenly your soul is going, thank God. She's closed down all the ego systems, all the thoughts and worries. She zooms straight into the pineal gland, which is the ignition for literally you to put the key in, turn it around, and off you go. So choose where you want to take your soul first. My possible recommendation will be to take you to the Crystal Palace, which I've done guided meditations for. The Crystal Palace, as you know from my previous podcast, is the home of whatever you want to call gods, angels, the spirit world, every single celestial, ethereal layer of consciousness is connected to this source, which has been given the human title, the Crystal Palace, right? So you can go, you literally just knock at the door. And this is what I do. If you can't meditate, knock at the door with me guiding you, whichever way you want to do it, get there. And then whatever your, this is the clever bit, whatever your soul needs at the time, you most probably got no clue what your soul needs at this time. It might do if you're starting to become more connected with yourself, your inner voice, your inner child, your higher being, whatever you want to call it, right? So what happens is that your guide will know exactly why you've decided to start knocking at Crystal Palace door. And I'll think, bloody lovely. First of all, we need to deal with her past. So let's take her to Archangel Michael's chamber, right? So you can literally get... Normally, Gabriel opens the door because he's the messenger angel, the communicative angel that connects us from below to above, okay? Very much like the tree of life. He's kind of like the keeper of the tree of life, as above, so below, keeping us connected with our roots on the ground and then allowing us to go up and be our own messengers and connect to the ethereal planes of spirit world, wherever we want to go, right? So he'll go, right, let's do that first. So you just walk along, but he already knows where you're going and, you know, he's going to say to Gabriel, yeah, leader, or you might even meet him, or you might have to get to know him, her, your guide, whatever stage you're at. But let's just say you've established your guide and he's just saying, yeah, off you pop, this take you to Michael's chamber. So you get taken to Michael's chamber, what am I doing here? And then suddenly the universe, the omnipresence, whatever you want to call the source of all of this sentient beauty is going to say to you, you need to get rid of this. This is what is creating a massive problem for your future. These past events, this past person is stopping you from moving forward, right? And you didn't even know it yourself. And so Michael helped you to cut the binds and help you eradicate that. I've even got a cutting cord meditation. I've created meditations with everything I could possibly imagine you will need to help you get where you need to get in whatever situation you're in, right? And then after that, suddenly you feel free and you feel like so much lighter because this past thing that's been burdening you for all of these years has gone, eradicated. And you're like, oh God, I feel so free and light. What shall I do next? And then perhaps your guide will say, right, I'm going to give you a little lesson on something you need to know about. Or you could possibly one day then pop in and think, do you know what, I'm going to go to the reality layer, which is the layer within the Crystal Palace where all our loved ones hang out, animals and humans. They've had a sentient connection and had a love connection with you, right? So you'll go through the gates and you'll start walking along, then you suddenly find yourself going down a road or a close that seems strangely familiar because you already know that your family lived there because you've left there before before being born, coming down into his incarnation. So you start walking along and then suddenly you'll see your aunt. Hello, darling, how are you? Pop in and have a cup of tea with her. Go on a boat ride with your dad. Go fishing with him. Do some baking with your mum. You know, I'm doing very, very obvious analogies here, but do you know what? I'm just saying you can do whatever you want, you know, and if it doesn't work the first time, do it another time. Hence why I do visiting your loved ones in heaven. Listen to me. Let me help guide your soul that really does already know where to go, but you weigh it down with your ego and belief system. I can't do that. I can't go up and see my mum. Why doesn't she visit me? Of course she's visiting you. She might be sitting next to you right now, but you're so densely protected, disconnected with all of the crap from your ego and from your thought processes and your belief systems and your religions that you've got no idea your mum's sitting right next to you and she's just as infuriated as you. It's like, my God, what happened to you when you were bleeding born? Or they'll say, yeah, I get it, I was exactly the same. But do you know what? We need to wake you up. And it's that simple. Going into the alpha brainwave state, dream state, meditation state, and allowing your soul to go where it needs to go. Now, obviously, at this point, a lot of people that are going to be trying meditation, trying to, like, you know, reconnect your phone line to the source, are going to think, oh, I'm making it up with whatever you see. But as I've said before, and I say it again, they will always back it up with some proof after you've done that. Your guide will realise that perhaps there's a tiny bit of doubt there. If you've been up and seen your mum and she's sat there and gave you a cuddle, all the rest of it, then you'll mostly get a sign that depicts your mum's, I don't know, favourite song, your smell of perfume or something that reminds you of your mum. Just to back up, it really was me connecting with you. And the more that you work this, the more that you honour the fact that you are part of the whole of the universe, then you don't even have to go, you don't even have to send your energy up to source. The source will be with you all the time. Your mum could be standing with you all the time. The times I've had, like, chats with my mum, oh, you're all right, she's just popped in. And then if your soul is old enough, you can delve deeper, you can go to other planets. You can look at the cosmos. You can go in and connect with the... And, you know, these people say, oh, nobody can visit God. Of course you can. It's the source of all sentience and matter. Of course you can. Go and sit in the energy of it. It's not this, you know, human-looking bloke who's got a son called Jesus who's sitting on the throne telling you, oh, don't do this because if you don't follow my son, then you won't be able to talk to me. You will feel my wrath if you don't follow my rules. What a load of old pants. I've sat in the omnipresence cavern for bloody loads of times. It's the most incredible experience ever. I've tried to describe it the best I can in my book, Earthwalkers, the first book. I've tried to describe it the best I can because it is just this most incredible space where the sky is just forever moving and the back walls depict everything that could possibly take place in humanity. All different, you know, flashes and scenes of things from childbirth to war to triumph to happiness to innocence to puppies, everything. All just flashes behind and then this image just oozes out, comes out like this transparent fall, still depicting all the images on its face. And then you communicate with it telekinetically. That's God. That's the omnipresence. That's the source, whatever you want to call it. You're part of it. You just forget that. As soon as you come out of the womb and experience your first encounter with a human, that affects your memory. It's a shame, but it's true. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it has to. Because what is the point, and I say this all the time, what is the point of doing a crossword with the answers right next to it? You know, you've got to go through these experiences. You've got to go through all of this stuff. You know, at the end of the day, I'm mostly more awake than most people on the planet, right? But I still go through human experiences and I still get pissed off or happy, sad, whatever. Because it's part of what I've asked for while I was down here. And if I haven't got the answers to everything, I wished I bleeding did sometimes. We all do, don't we? But you've got to go through. You've got to go through death, loss, happiness, celebration, triumph, defeat. Of course we've got to go through it. But it's all just a small little part of how big we really are. And as soon as humankind and, you know, the planet or the earth or the situation around me gets too much, I just basically go back into the universe again. I think, I can't do this. Have you ever seen? I love it. It's a meme. It went everywhere for a while, but now and then I just pop it back up because I think it's really funny. And it's a little boy holding on to a balloon, right, going up, and he just says, "Fuck this shit, I'm off to Narnia." And he's got this like suitcase, like, "I've had enough of the world, I'm going off to Narnia." Oh my God, I would so go through that wardrobe sometimes. Go and see Mr. Tumnus. God, it's absolutely no brain surgery involved in that. I would be through that door like a whippet. And so when things get too much, but then to be fair, I'm going to completely contradict myself. Not even when things get too much, I still do it on a daily basis, whether it's through crystal connection, whether it's through just a verbal acknowledgement, love you guys up there, or Julianne, as I hope you're with me, can you just guide me on this, or thank you for being there. And then obviously the angels let me know they're there, because my left ear goes so loud that I can't hear a bloody thing. And so I just honour them, thank you for being here. Is that a download, or are you talking to me about something going on right now? And it could be, yes, don't go down that road, don't do this, don't do that, or no, we're just with you, or yes, we have a download, whatever it is. And to know that you're part of the universe is so comforting when things get shit. Do you know what I mean? When you just think, do you know what? I cannot take one more thing thrown at me. And my God, if I heard some stories, you know, you beautiful people out there, especially the tribe on YouTube. Oh my God, the things you share of what you've been through. I read it, I cry, and I think, how the hell are you getting through that? There's one recently, she'd lost her husband, her brother, and her mum within a few months of each other. And then she's trying to cut that. And then her dog died. And I'm like, oh, just give me one ticket back to heaven. Don't need this shit. Thank you very much. And it's like, Christ, how do you deal with that? But when I look at it, I think, well, I'll deal with it as I would any other thing. I would honour the grief process. I would check myself every single day, many times. I'd be kind to myself. I would do everything holistically within my power to help me get through the grief. I would meditate as much as possible and go back, see where they are, go to my guides, go to my angels, please help me. I'm in absolute pain. Please help me. Inspire me. Tell me what I can use. Tell me what I can do. Bring the right person to me. I pray for miracles, even though I had some. My God, did I have some during those 5 years in bed. But I will pray, I say pray, that's bloody, makes it sound like a bit churchy, doesn't it? But I literally say, I can't deal with this now. I cannot take any more. You need to help me now. Bring me something, show me something that's going to help me ease the pain, whatever it is. And bang, it happens. Someone will come into my life, or suddenly I'll be introduced to a new crystal, or someone will say, I do Reiki healing with this involved, that involved, whatever it is. I go, thank you very much. Thank you. You're just asking for a little lifeline now and then, because I know our spirit guides, they've all had a human incarnation, but angels never have, right? Apart from Lucifer, as we spoke about before. But it's very much like they sometimes are a bit vague, and our guides are as well, because most of the time it's quite a long time since they've been incarnated on the earth. So they kind of forget how shit it really can be down here, and we have to give them a bit of a wake-up call. And if you're connected as part of that one pulsing energy of sentience, love, compassion, humility, and you just say, I need help. You send that vibration out, and my God, you've got an army there that can come in and go, right, okay, fair play. What can we do for you? And then they'll sit amongst themselves up there as well. You know, perhaps a guide will go to the angel realms, or he'll go to a certain person and go, I don't know if you're aware of Nikki's energy at the moment, but she really needs to see you. go in a dream state, or, you know, inspire her to go in meditation and meet her. Whatever it is, they're all working very hard around you. And the thing is, because they're mainly invisible and they mainly don't interfere with our free will, we've got no idea how much our counterparts are working to make us as happy, as tranquil, as chilled, as strong as possible whilst we're doing the most hardest planet in the whole of the star system. We are doing the hardest one, Earth. The most basic of technology compared to the other planets, the most basic of everything. We're still being controlled by, you know, all these leaders and the rich elite and all of these people, and we're treated like guinea pigs. We're so way behind. Whereas other planets, they're just on a complete equal par with no hierarchy, just understanding, love, compassion. Yes, there are other bad planets out there, but everybody stands together. And what's happening down here is, without getting my soapbox, is they're trying to split us. They're trying to make us feel that we're alone. That's why there are people like me in our thousands all over the world, portal mediums, in their own way, shape or form, letting you know you're not alone. There is a way out. And they hate us knowing that. You know, all these controllers, all these people, whether it's from pharmaceutical companies to religious heads, whoever it is, they are scared shitless that we're going to gain that strength we did back in, what, 750 BC when we started worshipping the sun and the elements. We started embracing the elements, knowing that we had strength and power in our own right and that we're part of this one consciousness. They hated that. They had to banish that shit big time. Let's get a Bible out of this. Get some rules in. These people are going to run amok. We can't control this lot. They'll be too independent, free, strong, confident, beautiful. There'll be no hostilities, so we can't make money from arms because they'll be loving each other. We can't have that. Can't have that at all. So you plugging back in is so important for humankind, for your children and the children before you. You know, if there's anybody younger that listens to this, you'll be creating the new generation. Do you want them to be closed down? Do you want them to be like mushrooms, just laying in the darkness, stuck in their little sawn, their little darkness, because that's how they grow? Do you want them flourishing, flying free, the sun in their hair, totally aware of the fact that when things get too hard, when pain gets too much, whatever it is, just send it up. I need help. Not go to the pharmaceutical companies, not go to your doctor, not go to your local leaders, your politicians, and God knows what. Suddenly find other ways to cope with what you're going through. You are part of an infinite force of energy. You've just got to turn the key. And your soul can take you anywhere you want. You can fly like an eagle. You can swim like a dolphin. And especially for people with disabilities, you know, my God, the things I used to do. Rock climbing, caving, canoeing, potholing. You know, I could hike for miles, swimming, scuba diving every single day. You know, all this stuff, and you can get into it. Oh, I used to be able to do that. I can't now. I'm crap. I'm shit. My body's rubbish. Go down that rabbit hole. But, you know, I can soar like an eagle. I can swim like a dolphin. I can go and see Atlantis. You know, the oh, no, that's just a load of old crap. That's a legend that, you know, from years ago. Poseidon. You can go and visit all the Greek gods if you want to, if that's your thing. You can go into the realms of the pyramids and go back in time and see who was there, their domains, how they were created. You can go into different timestamps. You can go. I've seen my future. Oh, my God, I really hope I got that wrong. I'm in this desert and I look like, I think I'm like an Arab or something with this turban on and white robes. I'm like, oh, no, please. I don't want to be in a desert. I could be, though. Who knows what the planet's going to be like in the next incarnation. I'd rather not come back down because I feel like I'd like to be a guide now, but who knows? See how the rest of my soul cluster is when we go up. But again, you know, even me making that statement, when we go up, don't need to go up. I can connect with my soul cluster. How many times, you know, if you've got a friend or someone around you that you just think of, then suddenly they phone or you haven't heard from ages and then they connect, because you're all connected. Everybody is connected in some way, shape or form. Even if you think of a very, very old friend and then suddenly they'll come up. You know, they'll come up on the internet or send you an email. Remember me? And you're like, oh my God, we're all connected. We can all sense each other's stuff. The more you meditate, the more you sit in your own power, the more you sit in your own energy, the more time you spend getting your nose out of your phone, the more to, mind you, saying that, you wouldn't be hearing me, would you? But I mean mindlessly scrolling through shit. Do you know what I mean? I put on a post. It was really weird because I was thinking it. I was looking out and every single, but we were sitting in Valencia and it is glorious. The biopark and, you know, the majestic science museum, the oceanographic set. It's just absolutely mind blowing. No wonder Tomorrowland, the film, was filmed there with George Clooney, right? And I was just sitting there and I was looking around. Every single person I looked at, whether it was sitting on a bench, walking their dogs, pushing their babies, every single one was in their phone, scrolling through, scrolling through, scrolling through. Nobody was present. And I'm going to statement that as a fact, because I didn't see one person just going, the sun's shining, the birds are whistling, the frogs are croaking in the river that goes through, you know, the whole of Valencia. Look at this magnificent structure. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling bad. Perhaps I need to ground myself. None of that. All in their phones. Couples sitting there, all in their phones. And then towards the end, I saw two couples, elderly couple, and they actually sat there holding hands and were talking with each other and putting their sun up to the face up to the sun. That's what I'm talking about. You know, before technology started to balls up everything in respect of social media and phones and all that, that's, they were there, present, with their little packed lunch. And I thought, that's how it should be. We should ban our phones in restaurants. That, again, in the restaurants, all I saw was couples sitting, watching whatever, TikTok or whatever. They didn't say a word the whole meal. They were even watching it while they were eating their food. Do they honour, do they know what they're eating? Did they enjoy it? Don't know. They were too busy with their noses in their phones. And incredibly, the phone went, and this photo come up of this boy. And so someone must have been on my wavelength, right? And it came up with this boy walking his dog. So, and I just copied the photo and put it out there to say, for Christ's sake, be present. Teach your children to be present. Don't shove tablets under their faces and phones under their faces. They are part of something so magical. So when I touch a plant or breathe the air or hear a bird sing, I think, well, I'm all part of that. It's part of me. We're all part of this beautiful energy that's trying to traverse human tyranny, control, and all the negative aspects of the planet. We're trying to traverse it, but the more we connect into that universal energy, the so much easier it will be. The more that we all connect into that divine source, the more love, compassion, healing will take place. The less arguments, and you know, as I keep repeating, you know, they've now got bots that go on to create arguments to split us apart. We're having full-blown rows and arguments with people we've never even met. We don't know who they are. They don't know who we are. Especially me. Oh, my God. When I get the little bots or whoever they are attack me, they don't know who I am. And they say things. I feel, oh, you don't even know anything about me. How dare you say that or judge me when you've got no clue? In fact, a great, great example was that boy with the dog, right? I just literally copied the picture like everybody does. It could be a picture of a volcano, a picture of a butterfly. And then someone's like, how dare you encroach someone's privacy by taking a photo of them? I'm like, hang on a minute. Are you actually listening to what I've just said? That poor boy, shut up, you stupid. I literally was just sharing a picture that was online showing the fact that the youth of today have got no uniqueness about them. Majority, I'm not saying all, They are literally just delving into their phones. And the phone is like their Bible. That is like their religion. That's all they know and see. I just put on TikTok recently, be careful who you follow. You know, we were talking about the solar eclipse. And for whoever, you know, someone might listen to this 2 years' time, basically the solar eclipse that took place in 2024 on the 8th of April, there were people emailing me absolutely shitting themselves because what am I going to do in the 3 days of darkness? There'll be no electricity and my dad's on a life support machine. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh my God, it's going to be hell. What am I going to do? I'm really scared about 3 days of darkness. Like what? I had no clue what they were all talking about until I Googled it. And there's religious people. Oh, God is going to cast dark for 3 days and the devil will come. And if you are not, if you haven't followed Jesus, he's going to come and get you. You know, all sorts of shit on there. Sorry, I'm mostly swearing a lot this time. But do you know what? I just feel so pissed off about all of the crap that people expose themselves to and believe. Oh my good God. And you know, wake up call, it's now the 10th of April, 11th of April, whatever it is, I don't know. We're still here. Shocker. That's another thing. Be conscious of what you're exposing yourself to. And this could be other humans, situations, work environments, what you're watching on your phone. It's like, if you get something really shocking, that will just hit you, doesn't it? Especially with an empath. If it's something really horrible that you just watched, that will shape your whole day. Be careful what you watch. Be careful who you follow. Know that they come from the right place. And I happen to feel, I absolutely do, I've got no ulterior motive, but to help awaken you, bring you knowledge, and be a facilitator between the divine and humankind. Whatever the angel realms, my spirit guides, my loved ones tell me to do, I bloody do it. If they tell me to talk about whatever, I will do it. So literally, I had no clue what I was going to talk about today. I never do. Every single podcast, I have got absolutely no clue what I'm going to say I do. There's nothing planned. I'm not looking at notes. I've got absolutely no clue what I'm going to say. It's completely organic, completely channeled potentially, completely spiritual, completely from the heart. And this time they said, you will talk of the universe. And then they showed me, the outline of me, and then the world spinning around within me. And then all of these beautiful laced rays of light going out to the spirit world, to the angel realms, to the chambers, to the seraphim, to the celestial gardens, to Atlantis, to different planets. And it's like, you've got this in you. That's why I called you special right at the beginning. You have got the universe within you. You don't realize it. You can take yourself to beautiful spaces. It doesn't matter if you are disabled, you have pain, you know, you are an amputee, you are 80 years old, you are 8 years old, whatever. Go beyond your physical and emotional state. Plug into your ethereal way of being. Plug into your soul and you can go anywhere. You can be anyone. And I do love it. When I go off wherever I'm going, I never know where I'm going to go. Absolutely love it. Obviously, Atlantis, it's a given. I'm going to end up in an Atlantean frequency. But I love it because what I do is when I'm thinking, oh my God, what do I look like? What do I look like? And I actually sometimes do seek either a river, a mirror, wherever I am, just to see what form I've taken. And normally it's a really slim girl, loving it. And I have long, dark hair. Then perhaps I think, wow, perhaps I'm being inspired by the seraphim because that's what they look like in white robes, long, dark hair. And I think perhaps that's part of it. I've mainly got dark hair. I'm very Mediterranean looking. So perhaps the exciting part of that is, oh, God, was this a previous life? Let's have a look at that. Let's delve into that energy. Or have I just created that image just for where I am at that time? It's so exciting. You tuning into your soul is like tuning into the internet, tuning into a soap, tuning into the television, tuning into the radio. But you're tuning in to your whole being. How exciting is that? And you can go anywhere you want to. So sometimes I say, I really would like to go and see my dad. My intention is to go up and have a word with my dad because of whatever's going on, right? Or my intention is I'd really love to connect with Michael. But most of the time, I think, do you know what? I'm completely open to what my soul needs right now. I plug in, and by plug in, I mean go into a meditative state. And remember, this can be walking, this can be doing your garden, this can be floating in a pool. As long as your mind is still and your intention is to go beyond the physical, go into the ethereal, boom, what starts playing in your mind? What do you start seeing, feeling, sensing? If you're lucky enough to have a real clear visionary aspect of your third eye, you will see the most momentous, beautiful things. Your dreams will become more lucid. The more you do this, your dreams will become so much more lucid. You'll remember every single thought, colour, process, feeling, imagery. Everything is clear, concise, and you won't forget it. And then you record it in your soul journal. Encourage you being part of the universe. The more you do it, the more you feel it, work it, know it, embrace it. It will make life so much easier for you. Try it, test it, use it, push it. Push it to its boundaries. I want to go to a different planet. Boom, I've done it. Random, total telekinetic planet. No words, just thoughts and connected into this huge, sentient, bulging energy of light and beauty. It was incredible. Far beyond us, because I think it would scare a lot of people thinking, oh my God, though, can I have a dog though? Can I go and buy necklaces? No, they don't care about any of that. They do have animals there, but again, they're all on a sentient connection. They can all think and feel without doing anything. It's amazing. Go and explore your soul. It will bring everything into a completely different realm for you. It will bring you on a completely different path on how you deal with obstacles, triumphs, ups, lows of life down here. I promise you. Give it a go. As I say, you can have your own downloads that you can keep for your devices from my website, or by all means go. I've got a load of free ones on YouTube, but obviously you have to go into YouTube and fart about. Entirely up to you. I do both. In fact, I do anything I possibly can to help humankind and help you out, because I didn't have that help and I want to be the person to be your shining beacon of information, knowledge, light. And if you feel that someone needs this, share this. It's not about followers or, oh, I need loads of shares. It's about bringing light to people that are really, really struggling. I just wish I could listen to me back when I was in bed for 5 years and realise that I could have just, well, I didn't want to at the time, obviously, but if I was more encouraged to, I would have just literally have gone in and just let my soul go and float away to elsewhere, because I did not want to be present because I hated my life. And that's what I want to bring to you. Go and give it a go. Let me know how you get on in the comments, obviously, on YouTube, if you want to go over to YouTube. And again, you know, let me know what you think of these episodes. Review them for me, please. And perhaps give me suggestions of what you want me to talk about. Become, you know, a tribe member on YouTube. Come and join us and put your comments there. Could you do this as a podcast? You haven't covered that yet. And then I'll just send it up to them. If they want me to do it, I'll do it. The world, or should I say the universe, really is your oyster. Go and connect back to source, because the source really is you. You are an intricate source of development, knowledge, spirituality. It's just an endless source of knowledge for you. And I always use this analogy, so if you follow me, you'll know exactly most of what I'm going to say. Imagine a huge, giant, sparkling ocean. Imagine the grains of salt that are floating within the ocean. That is you being part of a mass thing. And that's what people find it hard to get their head around, don't they? But they don't question all the salt grains in the ocean, swaying, going with the ebb and flow of the waves, receding, connecting with the other celestial events such as solar eclipses, the full moon, the other elements of wind. That's what creates the tide going in and out, and the moon phases. They're all connected as one. They don't question it. They don't shut down, oh, it doesn't exist, I can't see it. They don't say, why are these waves going in and out? They just go with it. The waves and the sea just go with it. And sometimes it's the most dangerous place on the planet, and sometimes it's the most calmest, serene focal point for anybody that just needs to grab some tranquility. What a beautiful mass the ocean is. Be part of the ocean. Be that sort of grain and know that your presence here is so important, because it's another synapse connecting to another cell that connects to another cell that connects to another cell, which is literally the brain central. We are the central nervous system of the source. Part of the biggest, most incredible thing that is beyond any of our imagination knowledge. Go let yourself be taken to places that you never thought existed. Let me know how you get on. I really hope I've inspired you to go find yourself and go and visit your soul. Until the next time, my darlings, I've loved keeping it real with you. With all my love, humility, compassion for anybody that's suffering, gratitude for all of you that listen to me and follow me. 75,000 downloads. Thank you so much. So until the next time, with all my love, it's me, Nikki Allen.